amaze yourself. Once you're up running, keep going. Keep going. Once you've worked to establish some momentum, make the most of it. Don't stop. When you've done just enough, don't stop. With a little extra effort, you can achieve so much more. After all, you spent a lot of time and effort getting to where you are. If you stop now, you'll have to put even more effort into getting started again. So, what's the answer? Well, my friend, keep going until you far surpass what you expected to do. Yeah. Surprise and delight yourself with how much more you can get accomplished. Remember, when you've already done what's good enough, that's going to put you in great position. An absolute fantastic position, because you know what? It's more effective to reach higher when you've already moving higher. Yes, let's repeat that. It's more effective to reach higher when you've already are moving higher, because momentum is an unstoppable force. It really is. Once you've got it, keep using it and keep going until you've amazed at what you've done. You have simply amazed yourself. Ralph Marson. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and I am here today for the final show of 2008. I can't believe it, but you know what? I have my fantastic, awesome, dynamic co-host, friend, and mentor, Lisa Kitcher, right here. Hey, Lisa, Lisa.
Hey, Raven.
How are you doing?
Good to hear your voice. I'm fantastic. How about you, Raven?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the Mentoring from MLM Divas live show. Lisa Kitter and I are here, and we are kind of delighted, kind of sad. I mean, we're happy for the holiday, but we're kind of sad. This is the last show of the year, but we're excited again because next year is coming, and wow, do we have some awesome things planned. Lisa and I are just going to we're going to have so much fun bringing the best of the best here, right here for you so that you can move your business. You know how you watch that show, Extreme Makeover, Lisa, and they're like, when they're ready to show the house that after it's been finished and decorated, they say, move that bus. Or we're going to say, move your business forward and amaze yourself, just like Ralph Marson's quote was.
That was very empowering, absolutely.
Yeah, so
I love Ralph Marston.
Yeah, he's great. And again, I have to thank my friend, and of course you know him, Lisa, Donald Wells, because he always makes sure he packs my email box with these dynamic quotes, and they're perfect for the MLM Diva show. So thank you, Donald, if you're listening. I appreciate you. Well, just want to remind you to hang tight to the end because PM Marketing Network Leads is our dynamic sponsors, and they're going to be giving away, yes, once again, 5,050 free leads. So don't you go nowhere because if we call your name, we're calling your name one time and we're moving on, okay? So you got to be here to the end. That's just part of it because this show is here for you so that you can move your business forward and move it faster rather than slower. Well, with that said, let's get this show going. I know, Lisa, we want to talk about some things that's going to encourage, empower, and inspire the live listening audience as well as those that will be listening all across the world, Asia, Australia, Europe, South Africa. Lisa, we've got people listening from South Africa. How cool is that, right? All across the States and Canada, everywhere where people are listening in to Mentoring from MLM Diva show, we want you to start thinking about 2009. It's not too early. Don't wait till it gets here. It's all about planning and, you know, having that blueprint for 2009 and having that vision and looking forward. Isn't that right, Lisa?
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, without a vision, it's kind of like heading out the door without a roadmap or even a destination, I guess would even be a better way of explaining it. You know, you've got to have a destination in mind, and that's our vision. Our vision is, you know, the way in which we see our world, including our business. You know, we have a vision for our health, our finances, our relationships, spirituality. I mean, my goodness, it just is all-encompassing, Raven.
Yeah, and it all goes hand in hand. I think it was Mary Kay Ash of Mary Kay Cosmetics that said, you know, you got to plan your work, and then you got to work that plan, because you are so right. Otherwise, you know, you don't have the roadmap. You're just going in circles and circles, and then you're getting overwhelmed, and you're all off track. And before you know it, the year is halfway up, and then the year is up. Because 2008, I mean, it woo, it whisked by, didn't it?
I don't know what happened. I'm still, you know, I remember when it was about to be the year 2000. I don't even know what happened. We're already almost to 2009. It's like been a whirlwind. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it just goes so fast.
Yeah, and you got to keep up. I mean, we're talking about moving your business forward. You know, again, it all goes with planning and the intent. You got to have the intent of what exactly you want. And Lisa, I know you're really good on intentions and things like that. Why don't you speak with the listeners a little bit about that, share some of your secrets on that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's just I'm just such a big advocate of creating a vision, and I love this time of year, Raven, because it gives us an opportunity to have a fresh start. You know, we can look at where we've been, and we can take from it the things that we've learned and the experiences, and look at them and say, well, gosh, you know, I'm going to change that. I'm not going to do the same thing next year. And it's just a really nice time for reflection and then letting it go. You know, reflect upon the year and then let it go and have a destination in mind. You know, have a vision. Set your intention for the new year, which is always just so exciting. You know, I look back, Raven, and even as we speak, like I could just reach down here in my drawer and I could pull out a notebook that I from 1997. It's just so funny. 1996, actually. I wrote down, you know, what I desired, and I had some desires for financial goals and, you know, starting a savings account. And I put here that a major purchase I had for that year was to buy a new car and to obtain a new vehicle by September of 1997. You know, it's just so funny because I can look back and see, gosh, you know what? I had a plan and I had a destination in mind. And it's so funny, Raven, because I thought I was a big thinker back then, right? And I look at the projected income goal and I go, oh man, I was going to be happy with 50 grand. Are you kidding me? You know, for the year. But you know, you got to start somewhere. And then it's just so funny because as we grow emotionally and as we grow on a personal level, then we can reach a little bit further and reach a little bit further. And the one thing that I've learned, and perhaps you can relate to this as well, Raina, is that I just reached just enough, you know, that it would be kind of safe. And it wasn't really until about the end of 1997 and maybe around September of that year that I had my first, I had my first $18,000 month. And I remember going, I can't believe I was going to be happy with 50 grand this year. I just had an $18,000 month. You know, and it really assisted me in making some adjustments and saying, wow, you know what? Why do I limit myself? I don't have to limit myself financially. I don't have to limit myself emotionally, spiritually. I don't have to limit myself at all. And so I believe that it's really you know, this time of year is a great time for reflecting, but then also a great time to really challenge ourselves, to really stretch and to say, what do I truly deserve? And am I willing to take the necessary action steps to really create it for myself?
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. And you're right. I definitely can relate to what you're saying. You know, when I think back on times when I didn't have that strong intent, those times that, you know, that didn't have a really, really clear picture of my vision, I did not reach many of my goals. And if I did reach it, it was kind of like by luck, and then I had to try to figure out, okay, how did I do that? And can I do it again? I've learned, especially, you know, once I started plugging in to mentors like yourself, Lisa, and really not just playing the audios and reading the books, but actually sucking in every word. And I think that's important because so many times we're multitasking and we're, you know, we're just speeding throughout our day and we drop in a tape or a CD or we read a book, but we're not really soaking in what it says. And if we really take time to soak in that, it changes you. It really helps you to get a clearer picture. It really helps you to have that quiet time so that you can really take the time to envision what you want and that you can really make sure that your intent is what your intent is and be definite about it and make that plan so that you can make it happen, because, you know, you just can't say, okay, this is going to happen, this is what I want, I'm going to reach these financial goals, but then you don't do any action work behind it. And I thought about this year, I look back like you, Lisa, and I was kind of reflecting on, okay, where am I at now with my radio shows and the different things that I'm doing? And wow, I have really reached some major goals. But you know what I found, Lisa? I have really put in some good activity this year. I mean, I was strong. I knew where I was going, and I worked hard at it. And there were times where all kind of things, you know, my mother's been ill, back and forth to the hospital, all kind of things. Life happenings get in the way, but you just have to make yourself push past that. You have to say, okay, you know, I can do this regardless of these obstacles and things that are coming in my way, all these challenges. This is for me to do. My intent is strong. I know what I want. I have my plan. I'm working my plan, and I'm not going to let anything get in the way. Sometimes easier to say it than to do it, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, Raven, I think what's so important, too, is just like if we go back to the example I just shared about how the beginning, you know, the late 1996 and then the beginning of 1997, I was kind of transitioning mentally to being able to understand that the sky truly is the limit. And I was still setting limitations for myself. And just like what you just shared there, you know, as you work the plan and you've got to be willing to, you know, to practice the patience and to be disciplined. But I think also what goes hand in hand with that is the personal development, mm-hmm. you know, reading the books, as you mentioned. And I recall the first time I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I mean, it might as well have been Greek. I couldn't make heads nor tails of that book. I thought, what the heck is this guy talking about? And then he kept talking about the secret, you know, in a little while he was going to reveal the secret to wealth, the secret to prosperity. And I kept thinking, buddy, I don't have time to read all this whole book. Just give me the secret, okay? let's cut to the chase and get to the point, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a broke single mom over here. I don't have time to go through all your shenanigans and read this entire book, and most of which I couldn't understand, and the whole, you know, thought process shift, and, you know, if you can envision it, you can achieve it. And I thought, pal, just tell me the secret. You know, I don't know what all this gibberish is. And honestly, it was a whole year later. That was about 1992, and it was about a year later that I got so frustrated I threw the book in the back of my car. And a year later, I'm cleaning out my trunk, and I thought, oh, here's that crazy little book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I took the book out, Raven, sat down, and I started reading. I thought, this is the most fascinating book I've ever read. Mm-hmm. But it was because I had a year's worth of growth, a year's worth of working my business, a year's worth of hitting a few goals and not hitting a lot of goals, a year's worth of you know, connecting with other people, plugging into calls and training such as this one, listening to audio programs, reading more books. So the time was right. I got it. I understood it then. And I believe sometimes, you know, even though we've got the best laid plans and we have that vision, we also have to be patient with ourselves and allow ourselves that processing time to really grow into the next step. For instance, you know, clearly at the end of 1996, I wasn't ready to have almost a $20,000 month. I wasn't even there mentally. But by the time September rolled around, something had shifted. And here we are in September of 1997, and all of a sudden, it's happening. So the point of my story is, I'm staying with our topic here of creating a vision and having a game plan and a destination and so forth, is also to realize you don't go from zero to hero overnight. You don't go from 1,000 to 20,000 a month overnight. It's a process, and growing your business is a process, and it kind of moves along at the pace in which you grow yourself. Wouldn't you agree, Raven?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I 100% agree on that. But, you know, Lisa, I can feel the listeners saying, wow, you know, this is some great stuff they're giving us, but where do I begin? You know, how do I get started? Especially those that have just recently gotten into the business and they're, you know, they're getting so much thrown at them. They're overwhelmed. They don't know where to begin. And then, you know, Lisa, as always, at the end of the year, you have those that are sitting there saying, well, I didn't reach my goals, and I spent more money than I made in, and maybe even sitting there wondering if they are going to continue. So what do you say about, let's take a quick commercial break, then we'll come back and kind of steer them in the right direction, where do they go from now? How about that, okay?
That sounds great.
You are listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of this show, and right by my side virtually is Lisa Kitcher. Yes, Lisa, she is here. She is the co-host, and Lisa, you all that know her know that she knows her stuff. There's no doubt about that, but hang on to the end because you know what? She's going to tell you about some special things she's got going on, and for those of you that don't know her and those of you that do, she'll also let you know how you can get plugged into her. But I want to take out a moment now and remind you that this show is always sponsored by our dynamic sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads, with our friend Peter Mingles. And I want to tell you now that at the end of the show, we're going to have a leads drawing where you get 5,050 leads. You have 5,050 leads for free. One person's going to walk away with those leads, but you know what? You got to hang to the end. We're going to call your name once, and we're going to move right along. Today's show is going to be a little shorter, so we're going to kind of get back into where we were talking about and steer you in the right direction and where do you go from here. And then if we have a couple of seconds, I want to open the line and see if anyone took our challenge and how they did. And we're going to talk about how we're going to extend that and why. Now, I want to tell you about PM Marketing. They have a new PM Dollars program. And I've heard so much about this new program, Lisa. It's awesome. This is where people earn 10% PM Dollars on all orders that they can redeem through their PM Dollars store. Also, PM Marketing has a new person advertising program. And this is where all people sponsored in through their lead program are given a new person's advertising program. Now, I know that's a lot to soak in, but let me tell you one thing. PM Marketing is known for their dynamic tools and their dynamic leads. So write this down. This is where you want to go and check it out and find out more. That's www.pmdollars.com. Again, that's www.pmdollars.com. Check them out. Click on contact. Contact them. Let them know you heard about the PM Dollars program and the new person advertising program and their dynamic lead package, which is the MLM Diva Hot Diva Leads that you can get, where you get 5,050 for only $119.95 and get this, 5,000 free. So make sure you tell them you heard about it from the MLM Diva Show live here with Raven Blair Davis and Lisa Kitter. Now back to the second half of our show. Oh, I'm so excited. Kind of talk about where do they go from here, Lisa? What about those people that are scratching their head and say, well, you know what? I've spent more money than I made, or I just got in here and I'm still trying to figure this out. How can they begin to make 2009 the year that they want?
Well, that's a really, really good question. I think it's so important for us to remember as entrepreneurs that sometimes, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your business going to be built in a day. You know, it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And during that process, you know, you might have to do things you don't really want to do. Raven, gosh, there were times I had to take little odd jobs, you know, working at health clubs in the evening and selling health club memberships and things like that while I was building my business. I had to put food on the table, you know, and keep the wolves at bay a little bit with the, you know, debt collectors and this and that, all the while I was building my business, because it takes time. It takes time to really develop yourself, to develop those skills, and to create that flow, you know, of really being an independent entrepreneur, financially responsible for yourself. Sometimes that's a really big bite to take and chew on, you know, if you've never been in that place before. So number one, be patient with yourself, and also realize that your business might not pay you. As a matter of fact, I would be amazed if your business did pay you all of the time that you're putting in. You're not going to get that back immediately. But the good news is as an entrepreneur, something really exciting begins to happen, and that's what I call kind of like the compounding effect, or like compound interest. You know, it's right now you're putting in a ton of time, lots of time, hours and hours, and you're getting paid a wee little bit, and mm-hmm. you think, holy cow, you know, I'm not even making minimum wage. This is crazy.
Really. Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Well, the good news is as you continue to develop yourself and as your business continues to grow, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the road, that's where the compounding effect takes place. And that's why we're also excited about the network marketing direct sales industry, is because, as you all well know, you have the opportunity to make a little tiny bit of money off of every single person that's involved in your business. So patience is the key, and also that belief of really believing and understanding how your compensation plan works and how our industry works, and that it doesn't happen overnight. But you know what, Raven, I became a seven-figure annual income earner in our industry very, very quickly. I mean, if you look back at 1996, I'm still thinking I'd be, you know, the cream of the crop if I was making 50 grand a year in my own home-based business, setting my own hours, being my own boss, and that would have been a great income. But in reality, that year, I made way more than that money based upon what I shared with you earlier. And then talk about warp speed. It was just a few years later, I'm at a seven-figure your annual income. Now, who in God's green earth is going to pay me seven figures a year, right? Sure. Uh-huh. Like, that's ever going to happen in the corporate world. Wasn't going to happen. And so the reality is that where do we go from here? We go from here, first off, reinforcing your belief that you have it within you, that you can achieve this level of success if you so desire to do it. How? Because you're plugging yourself into the training, the mentoring. You're taking advantage of all that's being offered to you in your business. Just remember that a vision is nothing more and nothing less than an expectation. It's a belief. It's a mindset. It's a paradigm, and a paradigm is a set of beliefs that we've formed for ourselves. It's the truth about ourselves. So really, when creating that vision, it is, as Raven said, what's your expectation? You know, how are you setting yourself up? And the first step is you've got to be able to move past that poverty mentality of thinking, well, last year was like this, so this year is going to be like this too. No, it's not. It can be however you decide it's going to be, but it starts within.
Yeah, it does start within. You've got to believe it. You've got to work on yourself and your belief level. If for some reason you feel like, well, I'm in this company, but I'm not quite certain, you got to straighten that out. You got to catch that early on and straighten that out, because you cannot promote, you cannot get anyone to join your business and follow you as a leader or even buy your products if you don't have that belief level.
For sure. You start feeling like Pinocchio, you mm-hmm. know. You're telling people, this is the best thing since sliced bread, you know, this is awesome. And then you're in your heart, you're thinking, oh, Lord, I don't even know why I'm doing this. You know, I can't even find myself out of this wet paper bag, let alone, you know, building a business. So mm-hmm. absolutely, it starts with, for sure, belief within the company, the products, the services you're offering. And then above and beyond that, belief within yourself that if someone else has done it, doggone it, you can too.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about this blueprint. Let's spend a couple minutes talking about the blueprint for 2009. And we spoke early on about how important it is that they take the time to plan ahead. So during this holiday season, when you're not shopping or entertaining or working your business, take some time out and write down your goals for your business for 2009. And be honest with yourself. Be honest with the time that you're going to commit to. And understand this, my friend. You are going to have to commit to some serious time to grow your business. If you're doing it part-time, that's okay. But have some specific hours that you're going to work it part-time, because if you don't, you'll find that you're working part-time. And that's not good, because that's the year go fast and you haven't put in the hours. You have to, at the risk of sounding like we're all in jail, you have to put in the time. You know, they say you got to do the time or something like that, Lisa. You got to put in the time. You definitely have to put in the time, because, Lisa, you've been in the industry a long time, and even people part-time can work their business and be very successful, just like the people full-time. But if you're not committing to a particular amount of time that you're serious about committing to your business, it's not going to happen.
Raven, also, I think we want to be even a little bit more specific, that it's not just time shoving paper around on your desk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Checking your emails. Mm-hmm. Talking to other people who are already in your business, you know, that we can eat up a lot of time that way, and we feel like all warm and fuzzy, like, ooh, I worked my business today.
No.
But that was, yeah, it's not revenue producing activities. Mm-hmm. So really, you know, when I look back over my career, and I know you're exactly the same way, Raven, I am telling you, I was talking to everybody. Anybody I could get to stand still long enough, you know, for me to talk to them, I was talking to them about my business, about my products, about my services. So it's not just even just the time, because we can all put time in shuffling stuff from one side of the desk to the other, making sure we have the most organized lead list. But if we're not calling those leads, then really, you know, that it's just going to be a repeat of what we've already done. A lot of times that procrastination, of course, is based on fear, and I know we've talked about that before on this, mm-hmm. in this training and on this call, Raven, about, you know, moving past that fear. But truly, it's time, but it can't be time where we're just fooling ourselves. It's got to be revenue-producing activity, and the only revenue-producing activity I know of in this industry is talking to people.
Yeah. Oh, you got to. You got to talk to them some kind of way, via email, via in person. You know, you've got to connect with them. You do have to, you know, go on out there and reach out and meet people. Don't be shy. You're going to find, like we spoke about weeks ago, getting a little static here. Hold on 1 second, please. Like we mentioned weeks ago, you got to get out of your comfort zone sometime. And, you know, you have to feed yourself with a lot of positive information. Like you said, you really do have to do some self-development around there. Surround yourself with people that are uplifting, not people that are going to drag you down. And just make the commitment that, like you said, you're going to do that income-producing activities. It's got to be there. What are the bottom-line results at the end of the day that brought you money? We got about one more minute. Anything else you want to share on that? And then we're going to talk about the challenge a little bit and go out there. And then, Lisa, I know you've got some things that can assist people in moving forward in their business. I want to share that
right.
with you as well.
Okay, well, first, just to kind of wrap up this topic, you know, something that worked for me, and I know, you know, everybody's a little different, but this, I would write my goals down, but it didn't really spur me on. Many times, you know, I would find my goals in a drawer, you know, a year later, I'm going, oh, there's my goals, doggone it, you know, and I hadn't achieved really anything on them. So I wasn't truly passionate about them until I created a vision board. And even today, Raven, I was working on my vision board for 2009. I've got things to achieve, and my vision board no longer has things on it like a car. It no longer has things on it like a house or jewelry and things like that. Those are all things that have been attained for me. So now the vision board has things on there like, how can I contribute? How can I get out there more and assist more people? So sometimes not having it just written down, but to really cut out pictures out of magazines and cut out words and phrases that are empowering or powerful for you and putting them up on a poster board of your coloring and choosing and then posting it up somewhere really visible. For me, it was putting it right up above my desk. I had to look at it every day, and I'd think, you know, that's my BMW. I know it's mine. Someone's driving my doggone car around. And then it seems like as soon as you kind of get fixated on something, I would see those same, you know, BMWs everywhere, and I was like, I can't believe it. Everybody owns one except me. So it really, really spurred me on. So sometimes it's taking it from a written goal and really making it a vision of really where it is visual, and you can wrap your mind around it and wrap your belief around the fact that that is your item, whatever, you know, whatever it is. I'm just threw the BMW out because that was always a goal of mine back in 1996 and 97 was to have that BMW. And wouldn't you know, by the end of 1997, I had my 530i BMW, doggone it. But it was because I posted it up on my vision board. I could see it every day. It was better and more powerful for me than to just have it in writing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm a big, huge believer in vision board, so I would definitely recommend if you haven't gotten that done yet, you haven't created one, go ahead and create your vision board, and it'll grow and it'll change throughout, but just start. I know it's made a huge difference. You know, it's so funny, Lisa, I have people email me all the time, well, how'd you get this guest for your show? How'd you get this celebrity or whatever? And I kid you not, and you're included on that board, I put everybody, when I first started out with my shows, you know, I hadn't wrote a book, I hadn't, you know, I just came from being a telemarketer. I was the person that used to call everybody's house and during dinner. That was me. Had no claim to fame except for that and being a great mom. But what I did was I made a list of people that I wanted to have my show. I called it my dream list. And then I included them on the vision board. And like I said, truly, you were on there because I had heard about you from Jerry Clark, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, and a couple other audio tapes you were on. And, of course, from Peter Mingles, from you doing some of his calls. So I had you on there. You know, I just had all these dynamic people, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield. And every single person I put on my vision board, I have interviewed.
Powerful.
Every single one. So this year I will be making a new vision board. But the belief was there. I didn't just slap them up there like you were saying. I believed it, and I did what it takes to do it. I knew that they weren't just going to come walking in my living room. I had to pick up the phone and do what I do, make the calls, do whatever it takes. And that's what we had talked about earlier on as we read that fantastic quote from Ralph Marston, you know, amaze yourself. Amaze yourself with what you can do, because you will find that you have that unstoppable power within you and that you can make it happen. So, Lisa, before we go out, you got any final comment? And then we're going to open up the lines and see if anyone wants to share with us about their challenge. We have a couple minutes, and then we're going to have a drawing.
Okay, well, shall I tell them about the vision workshop coming
yes,
up?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and do that now, because I know time is whisking away, and I don't want you to miss that, because that's going to be dynamic.
All right. Well, every year I offer a Create Your Vision workshop. So this year we're doing Create Your Vision for 2009 and beyond, and it starts Tuesday, January 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's by phone. So it's just like this, only it's not radio, but it's a teleconference class that's 1 hour per week for 4 weeks. And it's really about creating your vision, identifying what your current vision is. And then I walk you through the 7 steps to creating your vision, as well as we come together as a group and we share our visions together, you know, for those who decide they would like to share. Obviously, that's all voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes a 25-page vision workbook that is an e-book that I will email over to the participants. So at this point, I think I've got about 15 people registered for this class. I don't like it to get too big. We'll cut it off at about 25 people. And you can learn more about it, read about it on my website at www.eynp.com. I know you all know how to get to my website because Raven's just so wonderful about posting that information on her wonderful site and giving information out on this program as well. And also you can call me at 888-212-0759 if you'd like to learn more about the Vision Workshop. But it's kind of spelled out for you as far as what you can expect in that training. And it's just always so fun. I love doing that class because really it wasn't until I created that vision board and started to write down what it was I desired and then post it up so I could see it and really become emotionally involved with those items and those destinations and achievement in the company I was marketing with at that time that I really was able to hit all of those goals. So thanks, Raven, for letting me put that out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's great. Absolutely. That is fantastic. Okay, everyone, you can unmute your lines if you have anything to share. I know Bill and Linda are out there, and they've done some exciting things, so we're going to give them a chance to share. And before we do that, I want to let everyone know for kind of like a Christmas special for the Telephone Cash Cow product that teaches you 9 different ways to, say, generate income from your telephone, using your telephone for your business, 9 different ways where you use your phone and only 2 of them are cold calling. So you need to check that out. You can go to telephonecashcow.com. Check it out, but do not purchase it there. If you want to, email me at raven@womenpower-radio.com. For the people that are listening to the MLM Diva show, make sure you put, I heard about it through the MLM Diva show. I am reducing that price. It's regularly $97. We have it on special for $67. We're going to drop it to $49.97. But you must email me at raven@womenpower-radio.com. That's 11 audios, 11 hours worth of audios, workbook, awesome program, and Lisa's on there too. And make sure you say, I heard about it on the MLM Diva show, and this will run until December. That's it. After that, it Woo. Is gone. And New Year price will be back up to 97. Okay, we're going to open up the lines. This has been Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. This ends our show. We're going to open up the lines real quickly. You can hang on and listen to it. The people that are here live, we're going to do a drawing. I don't think Peter will mind if I just kind of throw in an extra drawing. It's the end of the holiday. Why not? So here we go. Make sure you join us, those that are listening to the replay, next year. We're going to send out an email at the beginning of January, and we'll let you know exactly what time. Okay? Well, it'll be the same time always at 8:30 Eastern, but we'll let you know what date. Here we go. I'm going to open up the lines, and thank you for listening to Mentoring for MLM Divas Live. Here we go. Okay. Linda and Bill, are you there?
Raven, hello, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Tell us a little bit. We got like about 2 minutes. What can you share with us?
I got so much, but I'll cram it in here. But anyhow, I just wanted to say that if it wasn't for Lisa, as far as her coaching, starting our coaching, that has just been phenomenal towards our business success, that it wasn't for her that we would not be on this program because of her in conjunction with you, Raven. And then we just actually won the commercial the first night that we, you know, tuned in.
Yeah, that's going to be airing next year. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brand show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just so excited about that. And it's like, oh, my goodness, that Peter Mingle's PM marketing for network leads is awesome. So I tell you, I just, from your website and from Lisa and from Peter, we are just so excited about our entrepreneurial business and looking forward also to that vision class because we are already signed up with that.
Woo-hoo!
It's so awesome to start off the year with that.
Fantastic.
So I'm gonna keep it short and thank you to Lisa, thank you Raven, and thank you to Peter.
And we'll have a great business going next year.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing. We appreciate it. Thank you. Wow. And they are already signed up for the Vision Workshop. Woohoo!
They're armed and dangerous. Get out of the way.
Anyone else want to share real quickly?
Yes, this is John from Detroit calling in.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. My wife and I were sitting here. This is our first time. And we'd like to say we got your link from PM Marketing, which is great. Peter
Mingle. Oh, yeah. Peter, our friend.
Yeah. And we really enjoyed it. So that's all we want to say. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And we invite you to come next year. We'll be doing this twice a month. And so you'll always get notices from Peter. Make sure you subscribe to Lisa's list because she's always giving out great information and she knows her stuff. And then also make sure you subscribe to a Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. You know, so stay plugged in. Thank you so much for sharing, and happy holidays to you. Anyone else want to share real quickly?
Hi, this is Virginia Holly from Tennessee.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, my first night on. I am working Peter Mingle's PM Dials and got the announcement that he's on tonight. So
fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Appreciate that. It was very inspiring. I wanted to get that website. I think you were saying women, Raven at Women Power.
Hyphen ready. Well, my email address for those people that want to get the Cash Cow product, low price of $49.97, you go to telephonecashcow.com. That's telephonecashcow.com.
Then you
www.telephonecashcow.com.
Okay.
And also, you must email me. Don't buy it there because it's more. Email me and put that you want to pick it up for the $49.97 price and your MLM Diva listener. That's the only ones that will get this.
Oh, the it was Lisa's contact info also. She had given EYNP.
Yeah, it's Empower You Now Publishing. So it's www.EYNP.com. So
okay.
EYNP.com.
All right, thank you.
All right,
fantastic.
So glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Anyone in Detroit as well.
Yeah, anyone else want to share?
This is Heather from Florida.
Hi, Heather.
And I've actually come from Lisa's training courses. I've taken a few of those, and I had got your information off of our link, and this is my first time being on. Very motivating. I really like what I heard tonight, and took down some little notes here, and I think I'll be putting together a vision board.
All right.
There you go, Heather. Good job.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm excited, Lisa. We're getting all this good stuff. You know what? It's going to be 2009. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, and we're just going to all just intend for the best and go for it. And like Lisa said, you know, just make sure that you're not just straightening papers and doing stuff in the office. At the end of the day, you're bringing in some serious income, or at least
absolutely
some sort of income.
Well, Raven, I was having such a good time, I forgot I'm actually supposed to be on another training, so I will hop off.
Okay.
I was having so darn much fun. I'm like, oh, whatever, but they are expecting me over there.
All right. Happy holidays
to
you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Everybody say happy holidays, Lisa.
Happy holidays, Lisa.
I got time for two more people to share, and then we're going to have our drawing. Anyone else want to share?
Yeah, this is Sherilyn in Mississippi.
Hi, I talked to you, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Okay, this is the first show I've listened to. I will not miss another show. Thank you. You are awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad you were here. Absolutely. We just love our listeners here. So you got to come back. You just got to come back. And make sure you guys check out the other shows, too. I don't know if you know it. If you're a woman, 40, 50, 60, but we actually have lots of listeners that are 30. You want to check out Women Power. That's W-O-M-E-N. POWER-radio.com. We've got celebrity guests. I mean, we just did Denise Brown. And get this, this is the late Nicole Brown Simpson's sister. And we just interviewed her, so you can go listen to that interview. She talked about domestic violence and, you know, that she's an advocate of that. We got Fran Drescher coming up next year, and Bill and his wife, Linda, they won the free commercial, so that will be going on that show. We also have Careers from the Kitchen Table, careersfromthekitchentable.com. Now, this is what you need to know about this. And Bill and Linda, they're going to be one of our first people we'll be featuring in January. Hey, hey, y'all. And this is where you get a 20-minute interview where you can talk about your product, your business, you as a leader, why people should join your business. Get this. Up to a half a million listeners listen to this, and they decide whether they want to be part of your business. This is a great marketing tool.
They hung up.
Go to careersfromthekitchentable.com, click on advertise, and you can get the details, and feel free to call me. My number is on there. So that's exciting. So great, great show. The audience, home business enthusiasts, people that are already in home-based business, people that are looking for a home-based business. Those are my three shows.
Thank
Mentoring
you.
From MLM Divas Live. On this show, we don't talk about any particular company. We just give you things that you can use to move your business forward. And if you go to Women Power Talk Radio Network, which is womenpower-radio.com, click on archives, you'll see a column that says WPR for Women Power Radio. It has lots of interviews on there, but the MLM Divas have fun, tons and tons of interviews that you can listen to from previous shows and get lots and lots of training and information. And then careersfromthekitchentable.com. All right, everyone, let's have a drawing. I'm definitely going to give away the 5,050 free leads. I'm also going to give away one commercial tonight, and I don't think Peter will mind if we give away 2,500 free leads. Okay, so here we go. Three drawings. How's that sound? Sound good?
Good.
Okay,
wonderful.
Good deal. All right, so let me get some names here, and I hope I remember. Bill and Linda, I'm holding you guys to remind me what I'm giving away here.
Okay, no problem.
As all the spur of the moment, okay? Here we go. Okay, we're going to start with the 5,050 free leads, the number one prize. And that 5,050 free leads does come with the free lead management system and all the cool tools of the, the PM Notify leads management system and 5,050 leads that they will load in there. So here we go. The winner of that is Dawn Smyrie.
Yep, that's me.
Dawn, hey, all right, Dawn. Don, you need to send me an email to Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at Women, W-O-M-E-N, Power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen, radio.com and say, I won the 5,050 leads. What I need to do?
Oh, wonderful. Yay.
Okay, and be sure to include your phone number. Yeah, be sure to. Okay, so now, let me see, what was the second thing?
2,500.
Thank you, Linda. 2,500 leads, here we go. And the winner of 2,500 leads and also free tools is John S. White. Is John S. White on the phone?
Yes.
All right, John. Congratulations. And that will you send that to Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen radio.com and say, I won second prize, 2,500 leads.
Also, thank you so kindly.
You're welcome. Include your phone number. Okay, last one, and this it will be a free 60-second commercial that will air after the first of the year, so write down January, whoever wins this, and it will run on one of our shows. Not a celebrity interview, just a regular interview, but all of our interviews are good. So the winner of that, one commercial. And by the way, when I say one commercial, just know that we have the internet radio show, Women Power, is what it will air on. It's for boomer women, so women that are, you know, retired, women that are looking for extra income, and business women as well. And it will air in an interview, but even though it's one commercial in that interview, every time somebody goes to listen to that interview, for the next minimum 6 months to a year, they will hear your commercial. So it's pretty cool. We also put it in our podcast that people can listen to in iTunes, so you kind of get double exposure on your commercial. So that is going to go to Ramona Robinson.
Get out.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, well, Ramona, make sure you send the email saying, I won that commercial for January. And send me your information. We'll talk because I'll tell you, I got this senior brain. I am a serious boomer woman. So I will tell you to contact me in January to remind me, okay? All right, everyone. Well, if you have not got the Telephone Cash Cow product, check it out. Trust me, 11 hours, workbook, audios, it's unbelievable. Read the testimonials. It's fantastic. Check it out, $49.97. Also, anyone looking to get, I'm doing a special on the commercials, two 60-second commercials to run on Women Power, one celebrity interview and one regular interview starting in January for $97. There you go. Okay? We have audience all over the world. You need to email me. That is a 24-hour special only. So anyone hearing the replay, you lost out on this. This is for the live audience. Again, my email address is Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen radio.com. Have a happy, safe, prosperous holiday. Be blessed. Remember to take some time out and do that blueprint for next year. Work on that vision board. Work on the whatever you need to work on for yourself. I'll be working all over the holiday trying to finish a couple books. Once you get to know me, you know that I'm a very personable person, so email me. I love to talk to my listeners. Call me. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
You.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Raven.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.